So we've had, you know, almost 2 years now of COVID and Israel going on and off in terms of the various rules. Olim have really struggled because, you know, people make Aliyah, they're here in Israel by themselves, never thought that they would go, you know, 2 years without seeing close family members. People have had to experience very important family occasions like births and bar and bat mitzvahs and weddings without their loved ones with them. And we at Yad Le'olim are focusing, have been fighting very hard on getting the government to focus on the impact that the decisions that they're making have on Olim and their families and broader global Jewry, so that we can allow people to enter Israel while also taking health precautions along the way.
So specifically then, what has the government done over the last few weeks when pressure has been rising from various Olim to get their relatives permission to be able to travel to Israel?
So we've, you know, every time a decision comes out, we quickly analyze it and see exactly who's being damaged and how. And we've worked very closely, especially with member of Knesset Gilad Kariv, who's the chairman of the Law and Constitution Committee in the Knesset, to not just have oversight over the decisions, but to have changes made to enable more allowances for those who are vaccinated to travel in both directions, both for family occasions and for work. And we're now hard at work in making sure that it could be expanded to any first-degree relative so that we could have families reunited, especially right now when we're on the verge of, you know, the red countries being reduced to close to none and almost eliminated completely. We want to make sure that we open the borders so that there could be freedom of travel in both directions, while also obviously requiring the vaccinations and the quarantine to protect the public at the same time.
And are you satisfied that the government committee on exceptions is hearing what the Olim is saying and is granting them the permission?
I have not been satisfied with the way the committee has been functioning. I believe that even after rules have been announced, there's been a lag in terms of actually implementing them, and far too many people who deserve to be approved that are either being rejected or being ignored. One of the things that we at Yad Olim are doing day and night is we're getting people who are turning to us in those situations, and we turn to the government authorities and try to push through their approvals, again, assuming that they qualify according to the rules, to make sure that the system works smoothly. So at the moment, there is a significant lag. There are people who are being rejected who shouldn't be. And that's one of our primary focuses right now, is to make sure that changes.
Now, your organization threatened to petition the High Court if the situation did not improve. What's happening with that?
So as soon as the red countries were expanded to include countries like the United States and Canada and England, South Africa certainly is in the mix as well. Countries where there's consistent travel back and forth between Israel and those countries, especially for Olim, people who have moved here. And they moved here knowing that they were going to be working outside of Israel and certainly having freedom to go to family occasions outside of Israel. So we, via attorney Aviata Cohen, submitted a letter to the government saying that we will go to the courts to challenge this, because we do feel that there are basic rights that have been taken away from people. I'm very happy to report that government authorities have certainly heard our call, and even today in committee committed to allowing Olim who work outside of Israel to be able to travel even to red countries, and to significantly expand those family members who can travel, including grandparents and siblings, to be able to partake in family occasions. So we are quite satisfied with the response at this point. We're going to be overseeing to make sure that they actually implement that which they agreed to today in the Knesset.
What would you say to people who would claim that why should the Olim be an exception? These travel restrictions affect all Israelis from all walks of life, including non-Jews. Why should the government make exceptions for new immigrants?
Yes, so first of all, I want to be clear. I think that it applies to anyone who lives in Israel who has relatives, and it's not specifically Jews. There are non-Jews who live here as well who have relatives who want to visit and be part of what's happening here. So I've not been part of any kind of a call about, you know, helping global Jewry in general, but if anybody who has a direct connection with someone in Israel, there should be that freedom of movement. And again, even someone who is a native Israeli who has relatives who live in other places, they certainly should have that right as well. But the argument that we can compare a tourist from a country with zero connection to anyone in Israel on any level, together with those who have family living here and have made the sacrifice to come here, and especially we have a category for lone soldiers as well that we're arguing for, we believe that there need to be different categories. And we're working very hard right now with the government authorities that as we leave this time of the red countries, which should happen within the next week or so, there'd be policies in place to recognize the unique status of those who do have that special connection to Israel.
On a separate issue, the government recently agreed to accept professional qualifications gained by Jews abroad before they make Aliyah, meaning that when they come to Israel, they won't be required to start the whole process again of professional training. How significant is this?
This has been something which we've been fighting for. I've been part of this battle since I was elected to the Knesset in 2013. It's extremely significant. There are so many families around the world who want to make Aliyah, but they have professions where they can't afford to go through an entire retraining and relicensing process in Israel, and opening it up to them to be able to take their licenses that they have from around the world and begin working in Israel, or even something we also have been arguing for, which is when necessary, having some testing being done even outside of Israel before they come. That is a significant step, which will open the doors to Aliyah to many, many families, and also will help Israel, because now these people who are trained in these professions will be able to contribute to the medical community in Israel, where there's definitely a lack of professionals in many of the professions, and now they'll be able to be part of that. So it's a win-win for everyone all around.
And what about situations when, in certain professions, when the situation in Israel is significantly different from the situation in the countries they came from? Isn't there some cases where retraining is justified?
There's no doubt that we can go case by case, and if there's a specific argument that's made for that, I certainly would agree to it. I don't want someone working here if they're not qualified to do the job in Israel, but I would argue that the number of those situations is quite limited, and certainly in most of the medical professions, the treatment is pretty much the same, and the cases that are coming to them are pretty much the same, and therefore, we may as well allow them to come in an easier manner without all the bureaucracy and without the delays, so that they can start supporting their families immediately when they come to Israel, because I'll emphasize again, that is preventing many medical professionals from making Aliyah, and hopefully we'll solve that problem with these new decisions.